For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Do it!
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
Game one, NFL season, tonight, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got you covered right here on this very radio station. Obviously, the Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champion, going for a two-time defending, going for a three-peat against the Ravens, one of their biggest competitors, roadblocks, adversaries in the AFC. Just a great way to start the season, right? Yeah. I mean, just obviously, the Super Bowl champion always starts on a Thursday, but they picked the right team for them to play against as well. Yeah. Last year, they played the Lions, which was fun because the Lions were the hype team.
You know how unorthodox it was when people, hey, the Lions? Why the hell are the Lions going to play the Chiefs on?
Right.
Oh, it just sounded like a raggedy matchup.
It just takes, when you've been that bad for that long, it takes a while for people. And I think people are there now.
Oh, no.
I think Detroit's people are there now with the Lions.
No, Detroit's
because you read some of this. Some of this preseason, you know, prediction and all that from all these different sites and networks. A lot of people have the Lions going to the Super Bowl.
I'm telling you, they would have been in the Super Bowl if Dan don't. And that's the biggest thing. And we talk about the stubbornness of coaching. If Dan, I'm all about aggressive and everything, but you got to be smart. And if Dan was smart in that NFC Championship game last year, Detroit would have been in the Super Bowl. Take the points.
Yeah.
If just.
Oh, take the points is back.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna start with take the points, because it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Every year it's gotten worse.
You remember one of the things that you said when we had Coach Keon, Georgia Tech's head coach, and you remember he was talking about the thing that you get better at or something like that, you asked
his is. Yeah.
Dan needs that.
Yeah.
What did you get better at?
What did you get better at?
You know what I mean? Your decision-making, stepping away from your aggressiveness and doing what's best for the team, not what you think is best for the team.
I
think that's best for the team, but it's not.
Well, and I just think there's so much – I think there's so much lost right now in sports in general, just about feel, right? Like game situation and your experience. The reason you're the head coach is because of the experience you have, right?
Yes.
It's not because of a sheet that says what the right thing to do is, no matter what the situation is across the board. I understand over the course of a season that might be the statistical decision to make, but different situations call for different decision making.
Yes.
Why even have a head coach if you're just going to rely on a stat to make a decision every single time? And that, to me, is one of the things. That's why I still think guys that are the best at their jobs at that level rely on all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, you just trust yourself.
And make the right damn decision.
Trust yourself to make. Now, you're going to make wrong decisions sometimes. That's the way it goes.
Right.
But like in those moments, it's like, nah, momentum's going this way, and I know that I just lost everybody who believes in the sheet anyway because they don't believe momentum's a real thing. You played in the NFL.
It's
momentum
real.
Real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Feels like it probably is. Anyway, they're playing tonight. Going to be a lot of fun. It's right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Falcons play on Sunday at 1, also on this radio station. Kirk Cousins will be the starting quarterback. He's talking about what he's looking forward to.
Yeah, you do. In a sick way, you do. Get popped. I'll probably tell the first guy that hits me thank you within reason. You know, it's good. Get that taste of blood in your mouth a little bit. So, yeah, it's a balance there. But, no, there's no doubt. Red jersey is not real football. I said that for a long time. A red jersey is not real football, and I understand why we wear them, but there's no substitute for the real deal, and we'll be seeing it Sunday.
Whatever.
I got some guys over there that would love for you to tell them thank you.
Let me tell you something, man. I've been hit. I've been attacked. I don't look forward to it. I know that it's going to happen.
Seems like it would be like the worst part.
Yeah, I know it's gonna, I know I'm going to get tackled. I know I'm going, I'm going to get hit.
Sure.
But I'm not sitting there, I can't wait to get hit. I wait to get blood in my mouth.
Because, like, if you played a game, you'd probably never play a whole game at tight end and not get hit.
Yeah.
But if you played a whole game and somehow didn't.
I'll be fine.
But had a couple touchdowns.
I'll be fine.
It's great.
I'll be fine
with it. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me
wrong. We won and I balled out, but nobody hit me in the mouth.
Don't get me wrong. I love the contact. I love the contact, but if I don't got to get hit, I'm cool on that.
Like T.J. Watt, Cameron Hayward, Larry Ogunjobi,
Alex
Highsmith.
He said he wanted to taste the blood in his mouth.
They would all very gladly make you taste some blood.
You know, it's good. Get that,
but I like that mentality.
You
got to have that mentality.
Blood don't taste good in my mouth. I done bit my tongue, gun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really like.
It's not a good feeling.
It tastes like metallic almost.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling.
Maybe I have high iron content in my blood. I don't know. But doesn't it taste a little. No? Yeah. You guys' blood doesn't taste
like that? It ain't the best thing.
Okay, that's good. Okay, good. Yeah, I haven't had blood in my mouth in a while. I don't remember the last time. Probably like a flossing incident.
Incident?
Well, you floss sometimes and you haven't flossed in a while.
Oh, yeah. That's that gingivitis.
Probably.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the dentist in a decade, so probably more than just gingivitis in there. But, yeah, you try to keep the floss in the rotation. How many times are you supposed to floss?
A day?
Yeah, all right. Okay. Like in a month.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I floss.
How
but
often?
I get whenever, after I eat, because I usually get something in the teeth.
Oh, okay.
That's why I have them little things with the spring on it.
Well, yeah, those are great.
Yeah,
that's
but
a nice floss.
I'm a water pick guy,
okay.
And I use mine every morning.
Okay, good. Oh, so you're good. So your gums are fine.
I think so.
I hope so.
I think so.
Here's Trent Williams talking about wanting his quarterback, Brock Purdy, to get paid.
I want all my teammates to get paid. I want them to get every red cent that they deserve, every red cent that they can. So. Brock has obviously outplayed a Mr.
Yes.
Irrelevant contract.
Yes.
So, I would be thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to not only see but to watch his life change, you know, after something like that, because he deserves it. If there's any great American story that you can look for in the NFL, it's this one right here. You know, if nobody ever thought that he could do what he did.
I mean, he's going to get paid.
He is.
I think that, and especially if he has another good year.
Yeah.
If he has another good year.
He will.
He will.
Because Trent Williams is going to be out there.
And I think the one thing, and I hate when people say this about him, well, look who he has. It's not, what's wrong with that?
So what?
Why can't he have good players around him?
I
think we have this overhyped thing where, okay, the quarterback, he has mediocre weapons, he's going to be great.
Oh. Yeah. No.
No.
Almost no one.
No.
And even like Patrick Mahomes. They led the NFL in drops last year. He did still have Travis Kelce.
And he's Patrick Mahomes. He's
like one of four ever.
I just don't think – I don't know. I'm just curious how they play this out as far as who's going to be here next year. But, no, it's something you just can't worry about. I do – because people talk about windows closing and everything. Like, the run of this team is coming to an end with all these big dogs on it eventually because of him.
Right, just age. Some of these guys are going to age out of it.
And him with Brock Purdy – It's,
right, because when he gets that
if
big
he's
contract,
get the Mac, if he's going to get what quarterbacks are getting,
which
nowadays,
he is,
which he is,
he is.
Some people can't.
Yeah, then you can't have Ayuk.
They
on
have
this
11. They have
Debo.
11 guys.
Oh, I saw it yesterday.
11 guys,
and like eight of them are market setters.
Yeah, yeah.
With McCaffrey,
yes.
and Debo
and Bosa.
And Williams and Bosa and Warner, mm-hmm. and like you go across the board, and then even like Juszczyk, but obviously that's a little bit less, but it's still like for fullback, he's top of the market.
Yeah,
because you have the. Lowest paid starting quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. When you don't, you can't, but they can cross that bridge when they get to it, and that's not going to be this year. Here's Sean McDermott. I know that we mentioned this yesterday, but DeMar Hamlin's going to be starting for the Bills this year. That guy was dead on the field, now he's starting in the NFL. Here's his coach talking about it.
What else can't this young man do? You know, it's one thing to come back off of an ACL or a broken bone. It's another thing to come back off of what he came back off of, right? Let alone just to decide to play football and contact football and full pads at the NFL level.
And you saw a little bit when he came back a lot last year, it just wasn't the same.
Nope.
And so I obviously having a whole offseason and things like that and just pray that, you know, it was a freak thing that happened to him. You know, I mean, but I just hope that, you know, I know how appreciative he is about this
sure.
opportunity, man, because it's an amazing thing for him to be able to bounce back from, because we all saw it. We all saw it.
Horrifying.
And how it shook a lot of people, especially at that stadium, and for him to get the start nod, because they lost it. They lost both their starting safeties,
mm-hmm.
and so he's getting an opportunity to go in there, and it's intriguing. Buffalo's an intriguing team.
It's a very interesting
very,
season
very
for
interesting
Buffalo.
For Buffalo.
For the reason we kind of just talked about with the 49ers. They paid the quarterback all that money.
Yep.
They had all those years.
And they're about to pay him again.
And they should,
yeah,
because he's really, really good.
Yeah.
When you have a guy like that, you pay him. But they missed their window when he was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't even as cheap as Purdy, but because he was a first-rounder. But they missed that window. But I always think your window's open as long as you have one of those guys.
And it should be.
It's not as open as it was.
Right.
Everyone's windows are different sort of levels of open, but their window's open because they have him.
Yeah.
But he's also, I mean, he's got to play great for them to win because they lost a lot around
him.
What
do you think, real quick? Deshaun plays better? Deshaun Watson?
I honestly don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Deshaun Watson. It's been a really long time since he played good football.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm really not sure.
They got a good team.
They do.
They got a good team.
They have a really good team. They got great players all over the place. And he gets paid like a guy who should play good. But we haven't. When's the last time you saw Deshaun Watson play well? It's like the second half of that game last year when he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then he was out.
And
you haven't seen him since then.
He was done.
And then before that, it was Houston.
And then he had arm fatigue during camp, but he says he's 100% fine. So
yeah.
They play the Cowboys this weekend in Cleveland.
It's a big game.
Yeah,
I
man.
Mean, obviously, it's a big game, but it's a big game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.